The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. How China controls the DOJ and FBI director. It's pretty simple, right? Do you not know that China controls the DOJ and the FBI? You might like notice that it seems like China does, but how does China do it? Well, it's not complicated. If someone gave you $1 million, would you like that person? I'm just saying, more than $1 million, multiple, $14 million. Here you go, $14 million. I think you'd kind of like that person. You might even be a little bit loyal to that person. If someone badmouthed that person, you'd be like, no. This person's great. And that's if you're a good person, you would naturally just do that. Now imagine if you're not a good person. Imagine if you're the scum of the earth, a Washington, D.C. bureaucrat. Yeah, imagine that. I know you don't want to. You don't want to imagine being scum of the earth, but just go with me here. Imagine if you were one of those and you're offered millions of dollars and all you do is live for money. You have a love of money that even the average person doesn't have. You have a love of money that is so sinful it makes other people puke. That's how much of love money you have. You would compromise all your values. You would be a traitor to your country for that money. You're that type of person, which is why you're in Washington, D.C. Imagine if you were one of them and someone gives you your fantasy. Multi-million dollars. Would you not like love those people? They gave you every desire you ever had. Well, that's how China does it. China knows, they laugh. They think these Americans are such suckers. They love money. We can just pay them off. And in the end, they're going to go to their own destruction and the money will do nothing for them. Because it's just money. We're way more interested in more than just money. We're interested in power and ruling the world. So these people, they can't see past the money. They're just blind. Boom, money. So DC is loyal to China because it's paid off for them. Their loyalty to China hurts you and is going to possibly destroy America completely. But they got rich, so they don't see a downside. They don't think, well, these people gave me millions of dollars, they have to be great. Not really. They're giving you millions of dollars so that they can destroy America, you morons. It isn't great, but to them it is. Oh, no, they like me. They like me. They're not giving me millions of dollars because they're manipulating me and they want to destroy America. No, they're wonderful, freedom-loving people who just love to give millions and millions of dollars to corrupt people. Yeah, that's what's going on. But they've convinced themselves that it's wonderful because for years and years and years and years, it has paid off for them. You got to understand this. And they've seen other politicians come and go. They've seen other politicians take bribes. And it doesn't even have to be a bribe. It could be legit. But work with the CCP and get super rich by working with the CCP. And retire and die. And they never had to have the consequences of dealing with what will eventually come. So they look at that and say, well, that's what's going to happen with me. But that's not what's going to happen with them. Because we're getting awfully close to China pulling the trigger. But I've always believed it really won't be China pulling the trigger. It'll be Russia pulling the trigger in connection, in working with China. And then China wants what happens after the trigger is pulled. That's what China's playing for. All right. Well, I've been warning about this kind of stuff for a long time, but it's all over the news. I can't avoid it. It's just in the news. If I wanted to make stuff up to make myself look right from years ago, this would be the stuff I would make up. I would make this stuff up so I could look good. Look, look, look. It's exactly what I've been saying. But I don't have to make anything up, and I never would. I'm just saying. Again, I'm not a Washington, D.C. bureaucrat. If I was the scum of the earth, then maybe I would do something like that, but I'm not, thank goodness. All right. First clip I want to show you is, which is in the news, and it really exposes the DOJ and FBI Director Christopher Wray. I know he went before Congress, and Matt Gaetz destroyed him, but I don't need to play that stuff because it's in news to where you've all seen it. Most of you that are watching this have seen Matt Gaetz destroy Christopher Wray. And so I look for things that I think you haven't seen. And you might not have seen this. So Christopher Wray's ties to China. I've covered it once before, but this is even more in depth. This also gets into the DOJ. It's very interesting and very true. Take a look.
He didn't ask Christopher Wray the most important question. What are your ties to China and that law firm? So here's where it gets complicated. The Chinese state-owned conglomerate, HNA Group, controlled by the Chinese Communist Party and headed up by a man named Wang Qishan, the former vice president of the People's Republic of China, had a multi-billion dollar, we're told, contract with Christopher Wray's law firm, King & Spalding. This is according to research conducted by the New Federal State of China, the organization founded by Steve Bannon and Chinese billionaire dissident Miles Kuo. Wray reportedly earned over $14 million from King & Spalding since 2016. So you work and do work for the Chinese Communist Party, potentially making millions of dollars from a country that it can now be deemed our enemy. And now you run the FBI? And remember the Bidens getting money funneled back to them from the CCP? And not one congressman asked Wray about this connection? And by the way, Miles Kuo, arrested by the FBI, sits in prison for what I believe are bogus charges, issued a warning about the American legal system that Wray was a part of and its ties to China.
What's the legal fee of a Chinese state-owned enterprise around the world, including the top 10 banks in China and all the listed companies in China? Do you know how much they spend on American legal fees annually for assets of over $1 trillion? Those American lawyers get about $30 billion in legal fees from the CCP every year. The CCP controls all of these U.S. law firms. Top officials from DOJ or NASDAQ are leaving their positions for big law firms. These former DOJ officials will later likely return to DOJ after they got enriched from their private practices with CCP companies. These U.S. law firms will provide full legal services and protections for CCP kleptocrats from the cradle to the grave. From starting a business, conducting IPO, managing assets, resolving disputes to declaring bankruptcy, seeking bankruptcy protection, and managing as a trustee. That's why U.S. lawyers are the perfect surrogates for CCP to infiltrate the U.S. Department of Justice.
All right,
I'm going to give you more of what Grant Stinchfield had to say a little bit on that. But that nails it. These lawyers then go to the Department of Justice, and of course, they already have a love for China because it's paid off for them. They've all gotten to be multimillionaires working for China, so it's great. It's great. America's relationship with China is fantastic for them. It's terrible for you, but they become multimillionaires. So screw what you want as the American people. You see how they'll never listen to anything you say? They'll never do anything you want, and they don't care about your warnings that China wants to destroy America. What do you mean China wants to destroy? I become a multimillionaire, Ben, a multimillionaire by getting in bed with China. It was the best thing I ever did. I love China. I am loyal to China. You didn't give me $14 million, Ben. No, I didn't. And you will be loyal to them to your own destruction. Folks, these people are blinded by money. But then you have to factor in that these are the people that went to Washington, D.C. specifically to become millionaires. Or went to be a lawyer specifically to become as rich as possible. And most people want money. And most people think about, oh, it would be nice to be rich. But there is a huge difference. I know because I'm a person who has no love of money. I really do not. I would like to be a millionaire, but I've never cared if I was. I've never cared. Never. I just wanted to live a happy life and live a life for God because that was ingrained in me. It's much better if I live poor my whole life and God is pleased with me than to be rich and God to be displeased with me. My parents pounded that into me, and I know it's true. But even if your parents pound that into you, you can still develop a heart that has love for money. Trust me, I know. I've seen people raised with the right values and then still have that love for money that I don't comprehend because I don't have it. Thank God, because the love of money will cause you to do to obtain money. If you love it, you will compromise your values to obtain it. You will actually do sinful things to get it. And if you achieve it, you actually think you did something good instead of something wrong when you've done something very, very wrong. But you think God has blessed you because you've achieved millions of dollars in an evil way. God isn't blessing you. He doesn't care about you in the aspect of what you're doing. He's not involved in your life. God cares about everybody. What I mean is he's not caring about your situation where he's not even disciplining you. He's just walked away from you. You're just on your own and you're achieving things on your own in a bad way, achieving money in a bad way, which some people do, not everyone. I'm not saying people who get rich. I'm talking about if you sell out your country and do things immorally to achieve money, and people will do things immorally to achieve money because you get away with it is not God's approval. It's kind of scary if God doesn't even punish you for it. That's pretty scary. You're not even relevant. It's better if you're a child of God to be punished by God. You know what that means? God loves you and he's trying to correct you. If God thinks you've drifted so far into the love of money that he's not even punishing you, he's saying your heart is so far from me, you're not worth my time. Now that's scary. And I'm talking to somebody out there. I don't even know who. I don't know your situation. Right now, somebody's being convicted, I bet. You know what you've done. If you're being convicted, that means God is finally giving you a second chance to convict your heart. He's ignored you and he's saying, here, let me convict you with this Ben Armstrong guy. And let's see if you respond to that. It might be your last chance to respond to it. So I would hope that you do if you're being convicted. I just had the sense that somebody's being convicted about it. I have no idea if someone really is, but something is telling me that convicted somebody. So I said it out loud. I don't even know why I said it out loud, to be honest with you. Normally, I wouldn't even do that. I would just be like, ignore that thought that came in my mind. But I did. So I guess God wanted me to do that. All right. Let me continue on with Grant Stinchfield, though. So you can see, obviously, China just pays people off. And they will be much more loyal, especially in Washington, D.C., to China than to the American people. And as we're seeing as China's posturing to actually destroy the United States, and Xi has actually told his troops to prepare for war. And it's in the public news that he's said this. These people will still be loyal to China. Nothing. They are so blind. The millions of dollars they have obtained is so blind. Washington, D.C. is completely bought off by the CCP. Completely. And it's taken years. So the politicians that came before, as I said at the beginning, and have died and got away with it, that was part of China's plan. They've been trying. Their plan is long term. They know some people are going to never see the consequences to their sellout. But the people living right now, I believe, will see the consequence to their sellout, which makes them even worse. Or maybe just more stupid. I don't know. All right. Here's what Grant had to say after that clip.
Of course, it's Miles Guo. So here's the kicker. King and Spalding, Ray's law firm, represented Miles Guo. And then Miles says it dropped him as a client once it took on the Chinese-controlled HNA. This needs to be digged into by members of Congress. Bring in Miles Guo. Let him testify about this. With me now to discuss this from the new federal state of China, Nicole Tsai is here. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, Nicole, it's good to have you on. Are you surprised that no one asked Christopher Wray about his former firm's ties to communist China?
I'm not surprised because this is a systemic failure on the U.S. part. I mean, this question should have already been asked to Christopher Wray when he was going through the Senate confirmation process. In fact, he's not the only person that had been enriched by the CCP before he was named to be a federal, the director of FBI. there are hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of America's white shoe law firms doing business in China. And you know what? These lawyers, they're going to China not to help the Chinese people to bring rule of law to China. They're helping a lawless regime, the CCP kleptocrats, help them get enriched, and then they got themselves enriched, and then they go through the revolving door to become a government officials. I mean, so he's not the only one. And if you look at...
It's all corrupt. And what you're talking about, these lawyers helping the CCP oppress the Chinese people, and these people, our lawyers, will do it for the money, shows you they're getting rich with no moral standards. And then when they get away with getting rich, they think God has blessed them. The opposite is true. The Bible addresses situations like this. You know what the Bible says to those people? You have your reward. Your reward on earth. And people think, well, that's an awesome reward. It's nothing when you talk about true eternity. But it's hard to, because people are afraid that eternity isn't real, and that's why people are afraid it isn't real, they can't live with the mindset of living for that eternity. Those people are living for here and now, and God is saying, that's nothing. That's all they will get is the here and now. And in the end, it will be junk, garbage. They're getting garbage and they don't know it. But they'll get some happiness in this life. And what God is saying is their rewards for whatever good they've done in their life, fine. They get that little bit of happiness while they were alive here being a millionaire. But that's all the happiness they will ever get from forevermore. Forevermore. That's all they will ever get. Whereas you, who have not compromised, who have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, who will live in the kingdom of God, will have happiness for all of eternity. Do you understand? They have a speck of dust to your happiness. A speck of dust. But it's hard for people to comprehend that. I understand. We're living here and now. And as we live here and now, it's hard to put your mind on the future. But China puts its mind on the future. It plays the long ball. You should play the long ball in your morality, in your life, with in relationship with God. Play the long ball game. People fail when they play the short game. China's succeeding because they're playing the long ball game. That's a smart strategy. That's what you should do when you want success. So I want to show you something else. This is from a different day on Grant Stinchfield's show. The very next day, which was Friday's show. And he's talking about, is Biden intentionally weakening America? And this is very important because the Ukraine war seems to be a distraction. It seems to be, and I believe Russia is doing this on purpose, something, and I've said this from the very beginning, to shake a shiny object over here while Russia prepares to do something on the other side, and while China decides to do something on the other side, including, I think, Taiwan is playing that same game as Russia, where they threaten Taiwan, and that's their shake the hand over here while they move their hand on the other side. Take a listen to this.
Well, earlier in the week, we had one of the guests on this program who pointed out that maybe they're weakening our military. Maybe Team Biden is weakening our military to help China. We're sending all of our munitions over to Ukraine, all of the tanks, all of our military assets. So when China invades Taiwan, sorry, Taiwan, you're out of luck. Here's Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer.
One of the reasons I think that he's drawing so heavily into our wartime stock, to be honest with you, is the fact that it does weaken us. And I think that's what they want. I think they want an excuse to not be able to respond to Chinese aggression against Taiwan. That's why you've had, by official counts, 41. My sources say it's closer to 50 draws from wartime stocks, which Jake Sullivan's confirmed. He's confirmed. So this is leaving us materially weaker in any potential of taking on a near peer threat, which is China.
I think they're 100% right with one mistake in their assessment. China, I think the Bidens, it actually filled in something for me in my theory of what was going on, that actually filled in something and made it even more clear that I think I'm right. And is that China is telling the Biden administration to deplete this, and then they can have an excuse if you want to pay back China for all the millions of dollars that they have given to Biden, deplete your military resources over in Ukraine. And then when we go after Taiwan, this is what they would be telling Biden. I believe this 100%. When we go after Taiwan, you'll have an excuse of why we can't truly stop China from taking Taiwan. I believe that's what China is telling the Biden administration. And now it makes more sense to me why the Biden administration would do this to America. Because I know what China's real goal is, and it isn't Taiwan. Well, it is. Eventually, they want Taiwan, but it isn't Taiwan who they would strike. It's America. But how do you get Biden? You can't tell Biden, well, we're going to conquer your country and take you over. So they tell him it's do this and it's about Taiwan, but they're secretly going to strike us. And there's plenty of you who say, that's crazy. They wouldn't strike America. They wouldn't strike. Folks, if you think they would strike Taiwan, that's crazier than saying they would strike America first. Do you realize that? It's crazier to say that China would strike Taiwan with America sitting there totally prepared now to defend itself for a war. That's crazy. That's military strategy that makes no sense to me. If I'm going to strike Taiwan, I've just declared war. Whether Biden wants it to happen or not, there are still people in America that would all be going, oh my gosh, we're at war with China for sure now. They took Taiwan. That's our manufacturing of the chips. We have to defend that. And if we don't, if they take it, they're going to destroy our economy completely. We're at war with China. We'd immediately be at war with China. No matter what they do, a strike on Taiwan is America at war with China automatically, no matter what. No matter if whether you want it or not, it would be. Why would China do that? If China is preparing for war, they're preparing to surprise attack America, but they'll use Russia to do it. They need Russia's nuclear weapons to do it. But that, it makes more sense to strike America. You're going to go to war with America and give them a heads up? The only way you defeat America is in a surprise attack. And if you do a surprise attack on America, not only can you defeat it, you can defeat it so soundly, so quickly, that it won't even respond. And I do not believe there will even be a response by America. I am not trying to depress you. I'm saying military strategy, it's all setting up. It's all setting up, and it doesn't make sense that Putin would strike Europe, giving us a heads up. No, if he's ever going to do something, he'd strike us first. And it doesn't make sense that China would strike Taiwan, giving us a heads up. If they're both planning on doing something because they have aspirations of conquering the world, they know they have to hit us first. They know that. They're not dumb. I know you know I'm right. You just don't want me to be right. That's all it is. You just don't want me to be right, and I get it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey, oh, peeps. Like and subscribe to my father's channel. Bye! Ow!
Hey, guys. If you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com. And that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information. And you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.